Harry Tumman.
Good evening. There's a well-known quiz question. How is it possible to eat something, and as a result of that, you're mechuyev to make 21 brachos? Now, I was thinking if we could take it a bit further, and if you could extend that and ask a not-so-well-known quiz question, and say, how is it possible to eat something, and you're mechuyev to make 40 brachos? I later found out that I was wrong, but I'll take you to the discussion anyway, because there's some interesting halachos along the way. So the discussion centers around two simonim. Number one is Simon Reish Tzadi Dalad in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Havdalah actually. And number two is going to be Simon Kuf Ches in Hilchos Tfilah, the halachos of Tashlumin, someone who missed Tfilah. Let's start with Reish Tzadi Dalad. Reish Tzadi Dalad is a Hilchos Dinei Havdalah B'Tfilah. So you're supposed to say, when you're done with Mariv and Motzei Shabbos, you're supposed to say, Atochan Antonu. What happens if you didn't say Atochan Antonu? Nishke Felech, Kayon Dami Shmoyin Ezra, you've got Havdalah, you're going to daven, you're going to say Havdalah anyway in other case. Now, here's where it comes to the interesting part. It says, V'machaba, V'im to'am k'idim shehidil ala k'is. But if you ate something, in this case, you didn't say Havdalah, you didn't say Atochan Antonu, I haven't yet made Havdalah al-Kohis. You go and you eat something. Tzorich lachzoy ulahavdil b'tfilah. It's based on a Gemara in Brachos. Tor bezu bezu yachzoy v'yispalot. So you eat something, you b'chuy brachos v'shoyna achroina. Plus you b'chuy another 19 brachos or shmoyna estra. That night, you have to daven. You have to tzorich lachzoy ulahavdil b'tfilah. You have to now daven again in order to get your Havdalah al-Kohis. You've made, it's a shir halacha what the reasoning is. Seems to be a knas of some sort. You're supposed to say Havdalah b'tfilah. You didn't say it. You got a chance to say it ala kris. But if you mess up and you eat something before you Havdalah, you need to daven again. No, if you didn't say Baruch Hamad, you didn't say Havdalah. Interesting that the Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Prima Godim on this note in Shulchan Aruch says a halach which is much more. To me, to my knowledge, is much more relevant, and that is the same thing applies if someone does melacha. It means he forgot Atochan Antonu, he didn't say Baruch Hamadol yet, he hasn't yet made Havdalah, and then he goes and does a melacha. Says Rabbi Akiva, see from Godim, bring the Rashba. That's also called Tov Bazeh Bazeh. Again, you'll have to daven again. Bir Halacha says no. Don't if you done a melacha, don't daven again. Unclear why. Because he says we don't find something brought down like that. Perhaps the Rambam disagrees with the halacha. We say that stick to the Shulchan Aruch, don't extend it. Shulchan Aruch says if you ate without having said Havdalah, without having said any Atochan Antonu, daven again. So that remains certain. If you ate without saying, that's very clear. You didn't say anything Atochan Antonu, you haven't said Baruch Hamadol, you haven't done Havdalah case, you eat, you need to daven again. So that there's no disagreement about. And that's the answer to the quiz question. How do you eat something? And as a result of that, you have to make 21 brachos. You haven't said Havdalah, you didn't say Atochan Antonu, you haven't made Havdalah, you eat. So you make brachos, shayla, achayna, and 19 brachos. And 19 brachos from Esra. Right. Okay. So now, we move on to Simon Kuf Ches. Someone called Ches talks about Dinei Tashlum in Tefillah. There's a halacha that someone who misses out a Tefillah, as long as not bemazit, says how much money you have to be, but say that, but assume it's called Tor, whatever the category of Tor. He may, for some reason, by mistake, he ended up not saying a Tefillah. He's got a chance to make it up, to dumb on the next Tefillah twice. It's a very interesting pasha, the pasha of Tashlumin. There's a lot of sort of intricate cases, and he and Trik, a lot of Torah in the Achronim. But one of the interesting halachas is as follows. When you daven again, you have to do that. Now, let's take an example. Someone hasn't daven mincha. So you got a chance, you missed mincha, you daven ma'ariv twice. So which one is the ma'ariv, and which one is the makeup for mincha? So state, you first have to daven ma'ariv, and then the second one will be your tashlumin. What happens if he did faket? The guy thought, listen, mincha is before ma'ariv, isn't it? So I'll first make up my mincha, and then I'll daven my ma'ariv. Yeah, and then I'll daven my tashlumin first, And my mincha I'll make out first. I've done my teshuvim first, and then that makes sense, no? The halacha is extrapolated from the case of Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is stated as follows: that if you didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, so now Maariv and Motzei Shabbos, you daven twice. Madil b'rishayna, ve'inu madil b'shniya. You're going to say Havdol Chayin Hadas. I get Atochen Antonu. So where do you say it? You say it in the first one, and you don't say it in the second one. The first one is Maariv. You say Atochen Antonu itself is a Torah. Why you say it in the first one? But well, the first one is where you say it, and the second one, Hivdil b'shniya, v'lo Hivdil b'rishayna. Then you got a problem. He has to daven two Maarivs now. And he's supposed to say the Atochen Antonu in Maariv, the first Maariv. First, he's davening Maariv twice now. He's davening Shemoneh Esrei now twice. You call it what you want. But he's supposed to say Havdol in the first one. And not supposed to say the second one. If you Hivdil b'zuh b'zuh, or lo Hivdil b'zuh b'zuh, okay, fine. You said it in both, fine. It's not called a Hefzer for whatever reason. You didn't say it in both. You haven't lost that. You're not worse off than anyone who never said it. But if you said it b'shniya and you didn't say it in Rishayna, then you've got a problem. Why? Because then you've shown that the second one is what you wanted for your marriage, and the first one you're telling for Tashlumin. Does Tainish. You can't have the Tashlumin before you have the... Then Halachis, you have the Daman again. And we extrapolate from that, the Rishayna, it's not a double Muslim, this second stage, the extension... So now it's extrapolated from that, and it's extension, not even agrees to this extension, but Lamaisa Shukran seems to pass like that. That unlike the case of Abdullah, where you have a clear indication by the fact that he said he Abdullah in the second filler, so that's a clear indication that he's showing us that he thinks this one's his marif and the first one's just his makeup. But Uadin Kavona alone is sufficient to dedicate to Bikoveya that this is a Tashrum. He davens first, thinking that his Tashrumin comes first, and then he davens second, thinking that this is the main filler, just Eichat Tegnish, and he has to daven again. Takes another week. If he doesn't have kavanah for either, so fine. Yeah, maybe not yet to tefillah b'chlal if you don't know what he's doing. Whatever he's supposed to do, yeah. It's only halacha. Don't forget, halacha is based on a case where you've clearly given us a clear indication of what you intended. So he knows what you and you said that Atochen Antonu to indicate it. And then we extend to that if you have a clear kavanah, that's also sufficient. Your intention can be kaveh. Okay, that's itself as a chiddush. Okay, fine. So that set of halachas is clear. That you're supposed to daven, when you do have to daven two tefillahs, when you can daven two tefillahs, the first one has to be your proper tefillah, and the second one is tashlumin. And if you go and you're shown that you've done something wrong, you're going now and you're shown that this one is the tashlumin, at first, you're going to have daven again. Okay, fine. So let's bear that all in mind. I'm going to give you some more information if you can still bear with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
The second Shemesh does not count. If you don't have the second Shemesh, does not count at all, or
what?
Yeah, it counts as one, but the first one's not counted yet.
The second one counts.
The second one is a
Kabbalah. Yeah, so that's Kabbalah. Wonderful.
Even though you said the ultimate Kabbalah for your minister.
That was the fact he says Atochen Antonu shows that you had Kavona for Mary. That's the problem here.
We're gonna get there.
Hang on a minute, No. That's not right, because he said Atochen Antonu.
The wrong one.
No, that's going to be his Maariv. No, the second one is his Maariv. That's the problem.
I said on the first one.
He didn't say. If he forgot, might be slightly different. We're talking about what he didn't forget. He thinks that he's supposed to do Mincha first, and he's supposed to Maariv second, and therefore he put Atochen Antonu. If he thinks the first one, if he's doing it the right way around, that could be sufficient. That will get you out of the problem. You might have done one again. Because you intended the first one to be your Maariv, and the second one to be Tashum, and you put Atochen Antonu in the Tashum when you shouldn't have done. But talking about where he thinks that, no, you're supposed to do Mincha first, and then you're supposed to do Maariv. So he doesn't put Atochen Antonu in the first one, because as far as he thinks, Atochen Antonu belongs in Maariv, and you're supposed to do Maariv second. He makes a mistake. He thinks he's supposed to do Maariv second. Okay. Now, we have another interesting halacha, machloikus. Look, he said, but I'll tell you a machlokes. What happens, again, a case where someone didn't daven a tefillah, and now he has faced with two tefillahs. And he davens both his tefillahs. First one, like he's supposed to do for his ikka tefillah. The second one, like you're supposed to do for the tashlumin. And then he says, oi, you know, I think in the first one in Esra, I forgot the same talumoto. Yeah? The same guy, he forgets the talumoto, he forgot the same talumoto. It's not a nishkan chiddush, yeah? So he forgot the same talumoto on the first one. So now, you have to daven again. So, you have to daven again, but what's going to happen? So the first one, he davened, as you're supposed to daven, for his ikat filler. It turns out that there's not going to be a problem with that one. The second one, he intended it to be tashlumin. Yes. But now he's turned out, he's got a problem with his first one. So he's going to have to daven that again. But then it comes out, the second one, this tashlumin is in the wrong place. Because the first one was scratching out. Yeah? And the second one's a tashlumin, and now you're left with davening a chiyuv after a tashlumin. So does he have to daven twice again? So the Bichadosh brings the machlokes about it. He brings someone called the Rash Garmizan. I don't know who it is, but the Bichadosh brings him and says the Rash Garmizan says you have to daven again two tefillahs. Now he can't help you. You daven the tashlumin. You got now marry him. Now you got to touch it. And the Bichadosh disagrees. The Bichadosh says no. At that time, that was when you're supposed to daven the tashlumin. It's fine. You know, well, it's like a bit as a lot has been written. Also, what's the machlokes? Bichadosh and Garmizan, is that machlokes? And is it davening without saying talamoto? Is that nothing? Is it a lot of teruyos? We said what's the deal of tashlumin? A lot of options. Oh, but either way, that's clear. There's a machlokes. Bichadosh and the Rash Garmizan. What happens when you daven thinking you were davening in the right order, but then it turns out you got a puncture in the first one, and therefore you have to redo the first one? Okay. So now, what's the halacha? And I was thinking this is going to be the answer: how you can eat something and get 40 brachos. Because what's the halacha? Said Tzoi, if you didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, so halacha is you daven Maariv once on Shabbos twice. You're supposed to be Mavdil Bishayna, and you're not supposed to be Mavdil Bishniya. If you were Mavdil Bishniya, you got a problem, you have to daven again. Loi Hivdil Bazu, you're okay. If you didn't do Abdullah on either, that's okay. You've got no indication either way. Fine, Loi Hivdil Bazu, okay. So, Loi Hivdil Bazu will say, Baiter, the first one was your Marid, the second one was your Tashlumin. But Lamaisa, you haven't said Atachan Tom. You still have to make Abdullah ala Kais. And what happens if you go and eat before you made Abdullah ala Kais? So you're going to come back now to Ilchus Abdullah. Let's open up Ilchus Abdullah. What happens? Someone eats. They haven't said that to Chanan Tonu, and they haven't yet made Abdullah. Answer is, you have to daven again. So now, what's going on? Now we're going to do this fellow. Now we're going to do fellow. The second one, B'chas he davened without Abdullah. Fine, the first one was Mariv. The second one was Tashtumin. Now I'm going to tell you, daven again and put Azek Chanan Tonu in. So now we're going to go back to the Machlokes, L'chaya, the Rash Garmizan, and the Pichadosh, when you have to daven again, because you got some problem, you have to daven two or not. So if you have to daven two, Shema Nesu again, you got to answer your question. But L'maisa, the Shari Tshuva in Hilchus, in Kufches, at the end of the Simon of Hilchus Tashumin, he brings down, he says a Sora like this. He says, even the Rash Garmizan, who says that you have to daven two for this again, he says, that's all in the case where you forgot the Saint Talumoto. You daven two Shemini Esras, and you forgot Saint Talumoto on the first one. So really, that two Shemini Esras can be scratched out. You never daven Shemini Esras then. So when you were davening the second one for Tashlumin, you weren't really, shouldn't really have been davening the second one for Tashlumin then. You didn't know that, it's true. You might be an innocent victim of your lack of knowledge. Yeah, but the fact is, now when you do remember, okay, so now you have all the facts in front of you. Now you're aware that the first filler wasn't a filler. The second one can't be a tashumin in that circumstances. Says the Rashi Garmizan, daven again twice. The Bichadosh disagrees. But in this case, b'shas you daven both tefillahs, they were both wonderful tefillahs. You daven the Marid, you daven the tashumin. There was nothing wrong with those. Now Vos, they're saying, but you ate before making Abdullah, you got a knas, you have to daven Shemini Esrei again. So that, the Rash Garmizan reminder, you don't have to daven again. So that's the, you will not have to daven twice again. You don't have to daven only one, that's the Shari Tshuva says, it brings the Shari Tshuva says, that's our Sora. Fine, so that That destroyed my suggestion for my quiz question of how you can eat something, and we have thought it would be another 19 brothers. Yeah, so,
what should
that be then? What should that be? That will be a marid, and the tashlumin is a good tashlumin, because when you daven your tashlumin, it might not be either. It might be a category by itself. Davening after eating, davening after having eaten. Yeah, that you have done again, it might be, it's a separate class, a separate tefillah could be. It's a mechudosh nikra halacha, because your marriage is a good marriage. You miss out on and Tony, you don't have to done again. It's only because you add the 4 Abdullah, you have done again. So, I'll just summarize the basic halachas that we said, that we started off with a halacha in Hilchas Abdullah. That someone who doesn't say Atachan Antonu doesn't daven again. Your marriage is a good marriage. You go ahead and you make Abdullah and Kris. The only problem is, if you go and eat, having not said Atach Antonu, having not yet made Abdullah, then you have to daven again. So that's one halacha. Then the other halacha is, that's a clear halacha. The other halacha is, someone who didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos, has to daven Maariv on Shabbos twice. The first one is going to have Abdullah in, the second one doesn't. If he reverses it and he puts Abdullah on the second one, he's created the problem. If he doesn't say Abdullah on either of them, he hasn't created the problem. If he says Abdullah on both, he's also okay. But if he says Abdullah in the second one, he's gone ahead and created himself a problem. Why? Because he's put the tashlumin before the tefillah. And in that case, you're going to have to repeat the tashlumin. And we said that's extended, possibly extend that to a fact. A case that you have kavanah is also sufficient to create that problem, even where you have no indication from the tefillah itself, just your kavanah to put the tashlumin first, is also a problem. And then we spoke about amachleikus, the rash garmizan, and the pri chodosh, if someone forgot after having done it twice, whether he forgot his same talumot in the first one, does he now have to do it in two shmein eshers or not? And whether that is the same as someone who davens two marriages without havdalah, without Atachan Antonu in either of them, and then goes and eats before Abdullah or not. Shkoyach.
Yeah.